Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. A little ZZ Top bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there you can read, listen, watch. Anything, if you like to read, we got it there. If you like to watch, you can watch the videos. If you like to listen, we've got podcasts, thousands of those that we've created over the years, including hundreds, maybe thousands, with our good friend Rob Jollis over the last 12 years. Please check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rob is our guest. He's the author of Mental Agility, as well as the classic Customer-Centered Selling, now in its 29th edition, so something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Thank you. And by the way, the information that we're talking about right now is coming from How to Run Seminars and Workshops, and that is in its third edition.
Yeah.
But I digress.
Thanks for reminding me of that. And we're talking about, by the way, and be sure to check out Rob's Blardicle. That's a registered trademark. Blardicle. What's the address?
Well, it's jollis/blardicle.com. But if you just go to jollis.com, you'll see a link. See, it's not a blog, Jim. It's not an article.
I know.
It's a Blardicle.
And so, Jollis, JOLLES.com. All right, we're talking about the sniper. You're giving a speech.
Right.
You're making a presentation. You're training an audience. Maybe, you know what, Rob? This could be an employee of a small business who's been asked by the owner to train the new people, to train the other employees on something that they've learned or they know. So it doesn't have to be. Not have to be a fancy smancy keynote speaker like you, Rob. It could be a regular employee, and so.
Yep.
But here's the thing here's a fact. Wherever you're speaking, there's a sniper in every crowd. I'll put it this way: expect there to be at least one sniper in every crowd, and so. And what Rob and I are talking about is what they look like. Why are they motivated? What motivates them, and how do you deal with them in the different ways? And you mentioned earlier, you know, you give them the first one free. The first shot they take is free. What about the second shot?
Okay. Second one, once we see it come at us again, then we know, okay, it wasn't my imagination. We got a scenario happening here. So one of the best techniques I like is called a relay. And what a relay does is it says, when Jim says to me, me again, again, are we going to get to anything that's going to be helpful soon? that's when we say, okay, now I see what's happening. We just simply repeat it. Okay, sounds like you're looking for utilities. Of course, I'm going to rename it. You're looking for the utilities in what we're speaking about today. I'm curious, how do the rest of you feel about this? Do you think that the message I'm bringing today is going to be helpful? And, Jim, I have to tell you, before anybody takes a deep breath and goes, but what if, I gave a presentation some years ago in Red Bank, New Jersey, when I was working for the National Flood Insurance Program, and they had gone through a flood. People were this was 3 months waiting for checks. The press was there. There was a hostile audience. They were picketing when I came in. I got sniped early, and when I took that second snipe and relayed it to an audience that was livid, with me basically representing the government, immediately people said, well, I came to hear what the guy had to say. In other words, that's an audience that was clearly against me and still there with me,
right?
Because nobody wants to see the speaker attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And so a relay, if it worked then, trust me, a relay will work. It will let that audience do what they want to do, which is to go at that sniper themselves.
Here's another way to relay. I guess this would qualify as a relay. Sometimes somebody in the audience will say something to and it'll make folks laugh. They'll say something funny that'll either be at your expense or it'll be something about what you said or something like that. And I walk right up to them because, as you know, you're probably like me too, Rob. I actually try to stay close to the audience. I never stand behind a podium, and unless I have to, I don't stand up on a stage. I get out in the audience a little bit, and so I walk right up to them if I can. I say, "What's your name, sir?" Or if maybe they have a name tag, I'll say, okay, Bob, And I say, hey, Bob, I do the jokes here.
Right.
And it breaks the audience up every time.
Well, it'll work. That's
and him too. And him too. They always laugh when you say that.
Well, okay. I got to tell you, I'm at another time, I might debate that one a little bit with you because I want to make sure that I'm not coming back as aggressive. But you see,
No. This is the way I'm telling you. What I just said works every time. I've done it 100 times.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it's a style move. Okay, which is fine. The problem is, I'm worried about anyone listening to this show who says, I'm not sure I can think back quickly on my feet the way Jim does or say it the way Jim does. I know that people can relay on their feet, and that's a second move. Let me get to a third one real fast before we go to break. Third one, because I'm going to get more aggressive for you. A third one, if I've relayed it and you're back again, and it does happen, we call it flushing out a sniper. And flushing out a sniper is one simple question. You look that person in the eye and you say, Jim, that came out a little aggressively. Did you intend it that way? Now, what that does is, in my career, close to 30 years, no one will ever say yes, I intended it that way.
Whoa, time out. So me telling him I do the jokes is aggressive, but you telling him I think that's aggressive is not aggressive?
Wait a minute. Hang on. Remember, I'm stepping you up in sequence right now. I didn't walk in the room going, that sounds aggressive to me. What I want to make sure, I hear your question. If, as long as you tell me what you're doing is further in sequence, in other words, we've already relayed it,
right.
Taken the first one free, and then you're going to make, you're going to make light of it, I'm with you. I'm okay. I'm a process guy. I know relaying people can do.
Right.
I know if they remember this sentence, they can do it. And what it'll do if you flush them out, and let me get it real fast, is it will make people shut down and at least stop hitting you. I'll finish that thought.
Hold on to that thought. Rob Jollison and I will be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.